Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant development in the corporate world has just taken place as the Union Finance Minister introduced the Corporate Laws Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha, proposing amendments to the Limited Liability Partnership Act 2008 and the Companies Act 2013. First, let's understand why this is in the news. The bill has been referred to a 31-member joint parliamentary committee, comprising 21 members from the Lok Sabha and 10 from the Rajya Sabha, for detailed scrutiny, with the report due in the first week of the monsoon session. What makes this significant is that this bill aims to bring about several key changes to the existing corporate laws, which could have a substantial impact on the ease of doing business in India. Now, let's delve into the key provisions of the bill. One of the primary objectives is the decriminalization of minor offenses. The bill shifts several minor corporate offenses from criminal prosecution to monetary penalties, which is part of the government's broader ease of doing business push to reduce the fear of criminal liability for procedural lapses. Crucially, this change is based on the rationale that many companies faced criminal proceedings for delayed filings, minor reporting errors, or technical violations that did not involve fraud. The new approach replaces imprisonment with civil penalties, such as fines, for non-fraudulent violations, while fraud-related offenses will remain criminal with enhanced penalties. Building on this, another significant provision is the change in the CSR threshold. Companies with a net profit between Rs 5 to 10 crore would be exempted from mandatory corporate social responsibility, which critics argue dilutes the social responsibility framework for mid-sized companies. It is worth pausing here to note that this change could have significant social implications, as CSR has been a vital aspect of corporate governance in India. And here is something that surprises many students. The bill also allows for virtual general meetings. Annual general meetings and extraordinary general meetings can now be held virtually, with the safeguard that at least one physical AGM is mandatory every 3 years. This institutionalizes the COVID-era practice of virtual meetings, which benefits small shareholders and those in remote locations. Moving on, the bill enhances the role of the National Financial Reporting Authority, established under Section 132 of the Companies Act, 2013. NFRA gets enhanced powers for auditor oversight and disciplinary action, setting accounting and auditing standards, investigating audit failures, and regional directors also get expanded enforcement powers. Now, let's turn to the trust conversion framework. A new framework allows conversion of entities registered with SEBI or IFSC authority into company or LLP structures, providing greater flexibility for financial entities. With that background in place, let us look at the JPC mechanism. A joint parliamentary committee is an ad hoc committee constituted by Parliament for a specific purpose, comprising members from both houses. The JPC was referred to address concerns about excessive delegation to the executive, as the complex amendments spanning to major acts require detailed clause-by-clause scrutiny. CSR changes have significant social implications, and decriminalization provisions need careful calibration to prevent misuse. Now, let us look at the context of CSR in India. India became the first country in the world to mandate corporate social responsibility through legislation under Section 135 of the Companies Act, 2013, effective 1st April 2014. Top CSR spenders include Reliance Industries, TCS, HDFC Bank, Infosys, and ITC. CSR funds must be spent on activities listed in Schedule 7 of the Companies Act, such as eradicating hunger, poverty, malnutrition, education, skill development, healthcare, sanitation, environmental sustainability, rural development, Swachh Bharat Kosh, and PM Relief Fund contributions. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Corporate Laws Amendment Bill 2026 was introduced by the Union Finance Minister and amends the LLP Act 2008 and the Companies Act 2013. The JPC comprises 31 members, with the report due in the first week of the monsoon session. Remember this number: India was the first country to mandate CSR by law, effective 1st April 2014. Note this carefully: CSR spending is 2% of the average net profit of the preceding three financial years. The total CSR spending in 2023-24 was 26,210 crore rupees. The National Financial Reporting Authority, or NFRA, is established under Section 132 of the Companies Act, 2013, and has functions including auditor oversight, standard setting, and investigation. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant for prelims as it covers Section 135, CSR, NFRA, JPC composition, and Schedule 7 activities. For mains, it is relevant under GS2 for parliamentary scrutiny mechanisms and legislative process, under GS3 for ease of doing business and CSR framework, and under GS4 for corporate ethics and social responsibility. So, what does this mean for India's strategic position? The Corporate Laws Amendment Bill 2026 has the potential to significantly impact the ease of doing business in India, and its implications will be closely watched by investors, corporates, and policymakers alike. But why does this matter? It matters because a favorable business environment is crucial for India's economic growth and development.